Here's your weekly outdoor and fishing report from the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau for November 7th. When it comes to the fishing out there, the muskie action has been good to very good, and they're finding fish in 8 to 22 feet on weed edges, humps, rock, points, and any structure holding schools of panfish and baitfish. Suckers on quick strike rigs are the favorite offering at this time, but big bulldogs, rubber baits, bucktails, plastics, crankbaits, gliders, and jigging baits like the fuzzy dozens all catch fish. Walleye action has been improving with the seasonal change. During the day, target the mid-depth weeds and heavy cover, and in the evening hours, concentrate on the shallower weeds, points, humps, in 6 to 12 feet of water adjacent to the deep water. Top bait choices include walleye sucker and fatheads on jigs or slip bobbers, minnow baits, stick baits, swim baits, jerk baits, and plastics. Northern pike fishing has been very good to excellent as a fish bulk up for the winter months. Find them around the shallow to mid-depth weeds and structure holding panfish and baitfish concentration. Bait choices include sucker minnows on jigs, slip bobbers, jerk baits, spinner baits, spinners, and spoons. Go bigger and deeper for the bigger trophy pike. Largemouth bass fishing has either been very good and no anglers are talking about it, or no anglers are talking because nobody's out there fishing for largemouth at this time. The smart money is probably on the latter. Smallmouth bass fishing is good for anglers that are focusing on them this time of the year. Work jigs and Ned rigs and crankbaits on shallow to mid-depth weeds, bars, points, and humps holding panfish and baitfish. In other words, where the food is. You might pick up a walleye too. Crappies. When it comes to crappie fishing has been very good. You can find them in lake basins, weeds, and cribs from shallow to deep, depending on the lake and the time of the day. Low light seems to be the best. Be sure to check the entire water column from top to bottom. Crappie minnows, fatheads, waxies, and plastics on jigs or slip bobbers work well, as do jigging wraps and puppet minnows. Bluegill and perch are been eating too, but angler interest in this species seems to drop with the temperatures until the hard water season. Fish are in the weeds, wood, bays, cribs, and all around any cover offering protection from predator fish. Waxies, plastics, and gulp on jigs and teardrops will get you some action. As for a few other things going on here in the Hayward Lakes area, the Hayward Lakes Chapter of Muskies Incorporated invites the public to attend their club meeting on Tuesday, November 15th, starting at 7 p.m. at the Flat Creek Lodge in Hayward, and the admission is free. And also, the Hayward Rod and Gun Club, 3 miles east of Hayward on County Highway B, will host its annual rifle sight-in days from November 12th to 18th, from 9 a.m. in the morning to 4 p.m. daily. The fee is $6 a rifle, and there'll be experienced club members there to help you on hand. As a fundraiser, the club is also selling chances on a drawing on a Savage Axis XP 270 rifle with a 3-9 power 50mm Simmons scope. Tickets are $10 each or 3 for 20, and the drawing is held Friday, November 18th at 4 p.m., and the winner doesn't need to be present to win. For more information on that, call 715-634-4912. This information is coming from the Hayward Lakes Area Outdoor Report that's compiled by Steve Suman. You know, hard water's on the way, folks, so you want to get out there while you still can. We've got a few days of open water left yet. For more information on area events and activities, visit the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau website at haywardlakes.com. And you can also check out the Hayward Chamber of Commerce website. View the calendar of events or call 715-634-8662 or 1-800-724-2992. This has been the Weekly Outdoor Report. This is John Myrie filling in for Matt for the week.